Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the
Army. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You know, it's Memorial Day. It's just you and me for the time being. We have some guests coming up later. Bob Dylan Schneider is going to be with us, as he often does. Often joins us on Memorial Day. Looking forward to having him on the show and in the beginning of the next segment. But right now, it's still just you and me. I have a little bit more I want to talk about. You know, folks, this, as I said earlier, this is Memorial Day. This is not Veterans Day. It's not Independence Day. This is the day that we celebrate and commemorate and express our the gratitude of a grateful the sentiments of a grateful nation to those who gave their last full measure for you and me, those who left it all on the battlefield. And I've got some numbers for you that I want to I'll just hop around a few things. I've got several pages of numbers here of the people who died in various skirmishes and wars around the world. And it's, if you look at this list, I mean, it goes from 1775 all the way to, you know, all the way to yesterday, maybe today. And there are quite a few, 136 here, 246 there, four here, 14 another place, 35 another place. But I'm gonna hit the big ones and talk about those just for a little bit. In the Revolutionary War, we lost 4,435 Minutemen. 4,435. Does that surprise you? Did you think there'd be more? If you hadn't thought about it before, that's probably a number that you didn't think, you thought wouldn't be so much, or would be more, maybe more than that. 4,400. In the War of 1812. Which is when the British burned down the White House. Remember that? Remember reading about that? 2,260 during the War of 1812. And then we move over to the Civil War, which was a great conflict in this country. Perhaps the greatest ever. Hopefully, we'll never have anything like that happen again. The North lost 364,000 people. 364,511, to be exact. The North. The South lost 199,110. Were you surprised that the North lost more than the South by 165,000 people? Combined, though, look at that. Almost 565,000 people. How about that? Over 500,000 people just in the Civil War on both sides. But then we move over to World War One. World War One, we lost. Let me see. I've lost that one. World War One. Where is it? What have I done with it? Here we go. World War One. 116,516 in World War One. And then we lost. Then World War Two. 405,399. World War II, 405,000. Think about it, almost as many as we lost in the Civil War. So that'll give you an example of how bloody the Civil War was. But 405 in World War II. Korean War, we lost 36,574. Vietnam, we lost 58,209. And in Iraq in Afghanistan, we lost 2,352 in Afghanistan through 2014. That's the last number I have. I think we've lost more than that over there since then. And then in Iraqi Freedom, in the Iraq War, 4,425. Those may not be up-to-date numbers, but you get the picture. So here's the thing. Here's where I'm going to get a little edgy with you folks, And I hope you'll forgive me, but I just have this on my mind. Hope you'll forgive me for this, but if it bothers you. But we lost 58,000 people in Vietnam. For what purpose? What was the purpose? I supported the Vietnam War. I still don't know why I didn't go. I still don't understand what happened in the machine, the military, the army, that prevented me from going to Vietnam. I fully expected to go, and I didn't. That's another story. But that was part of my world, part of my life. 58,209 people died. One of them was Joel Mock, a friend of mine. Another was Joel Forrester, a friend of mine. Another was Danny McGee, a friend of mine. They were three of the 5,800 in 2009. I still don't know why they died. What was America's threat? So I sound like an anti-war activist now, don't I? After all these years, I have to ask that question. Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, 2,300 plus people died. I know why we went in there, because they attacked us. But why aren't we winning over there? Why is it held on this long? Why haven't we won over there? Operation Iraqi Freedom, 4,400, more than that now, have died in Iraq. And yet, we're having to take back Fallujah. My son was in Fallujah when it was being taken over the first time, when it was the most dangerous place in the world. He lost men in his unit there. Why are we having to take it back? That's the question I want to ask folks. Before we start another war, let's make sure that we have a plan to finish it. And I mean finish it. And make it worth whatever price we have to pay. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.